Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right. Our next guest has a fascinating story, a very challenging journey, but so many successes along the way. Olympic gold medal winner, five-time All-Star who made two All-NBA first teams. He's been an MVP of the league, a Naismith Hall of Famer. What a story. Excited to talk to Spencer Haywood. What's going on, Spencer?
Oh, man, thank you for having me. I was just hanging out with Shaq Fu this past week.
Yeah, I seen you were at the ladies' basketball game. How was that conversation with you and the big fella?
Oh, it's always great because I was not only with him there, I was with him when he had his big fundraiser here at the in Las Vegas at the MGM, which was a great show, great show.
Yeah, you guys are both have houses now in Las Vegas, so you're like neighbors.
Hello. We're neighbors. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, I was reading your story, and it comes from very humble beginnings. You were born into slavery, your first memories as a young man working in the cotton fields. Talk about your first memories as a child and how that prepared you for life.
Well, how it prepared me for life was I was born in this town called Silver City, Mississippi. And Silver City, Mississippi, it's not really, it was just a town. So most folks hear it and said, oh, it's silver there, or it's a city. No, it was neither. It was just cotton fields and hard work. And what it taught me is that if you want to accomplish your goals, you can make anything happen. So I started out in the cotton field, picking cotton. And so by the time I was 10, I was picking 100 pounds in the morning and 100 pounds in the afternoon. So I was at 200 pounds at 10. And I had taken on the challenge because I had five brothers who were in competition with all of everything we did was in competition. So I would start going out into the fields early when the dew was on the cotton, which meant that it was kind of wet and you could get some nice pounds out of it if you can keep maintain your speed and your journey with it. And it taught me about that work ethic, you know, getting up early, get into the gym or get into the cotton field early, and then you know, just working real, real hard. I mean, we worked from sun up to sun down. It wasn't like, you know, here we go. And we were only making $2 a day. So it was brutal work. But what it taught me again, and I didn't know until later, it was when I was picking cotton, I'm picking with both hands. And when I started playing basketball, I could use both hands. I had very delicate hands. Because you're picking the cotton, you're picking it out of a thorn, and you have to be very careful because you don't want to tear up your hand. So it was a good thing. And then, you know, before people were lifting weights and all of that, I was lifting cotton, so my body was built like a real athlete as a young man. As you know, when I was 15, I got to Detroit. I mean, everybody was like, "This guy looks young, but his body looks old, looks mature." And so it came around because of the cotton field. And I finally got to Detroit. I was like, wow, they were saying, my God, you know what? We're going to have a long practice today, and it's going to be 2.5 hours.
That ain't nothing for you.
That was nothing. You know, that was like, oh, my God, you're talking 2.5 hours.
So, Spencer, to keep following the journey, you go from Mississippi to Detroit, where your high school basketball coach somehow adopts you. That's an interesting story.
My high school coach, Will Robinson. What happened was I came up to Detroit, and I came up from Bowling Green State University, where my oldest brother was playing with Bowling Green. So I came up to Detroit, and I played at this pickup games, and it was Crunk outdoor course. I know most folks relate to Crunk as the boxing ring because of Tommy Hearns and all of the other great fighters who came out of Crunk Gym. But on the outside, they had basketball courts and so on. So I came up, and I wanted to play against these high school all-stars from the state of Michigan. So I played against them. I had 27 points, 15 rebounds, I think. And everybody was unbelievable. Who is this kid? What is he doing? So I had no place to stay. And I had nobody to look after me because my brother had to go back to the university. And so Will Robinson, who was the first black coach in the NCAA Division I history, saw me and he started tracking me. And then he allowed me to play against the college guys, Cassie Russell, Bill Button, all of the guys from the University of Michigan and Michigan State, Western Michigan. And then we played against the Pistons, Dave Bing. So I'll take care of the young boy. And he told my brother, go on back to Bowling Green. So I started hanging out with those guys just out of basketball curiosity. And Will Robinson said, oh, my God, I got what I've been looking for. And he was the coach. He said, he was the high school coach at Pershing High School. He said, oh, my God, I got what I've been looking for all of these years, because he had Mel Daniels, who played in the NBA, Ira Hodge, just a number of players, Big Daddy Lipskin for the Baltimore Colts. I mean, he just had a number of players in professional. And he said to me and to the guys around us on the team, he said, whoa, buddy, we've been playing with mules. Now we got a horse. We're going to ride this SOB all the way to the Class A state championship. And so we broke out into a practice at the high school, at Pershing High School in Detroit. We finished practice, and I started running on the track. And then I ran outside and started shooting on the outdoor basket. And Will Robinson was totally fascinated, because I flashed back again when we were talking earlier about Mississippi and that cotton field. So that cotton field, as bad as it was, it made me a great athlete and a great basketball player, the moral of the story. And so we did win the Class A state championship for the city of Detroit, the first time in 35 years that a Class A state championship was won by a team from the city of Detroit. So that was the first round.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now, that's just the beginning of your story, because there's so many things to talk to our guest here, Spencer Haywood, about heading from the cotton fields to the hardwood, going to college, and then being adopted by your coach. Something about your birth certificate as well. They were trying to track it down. Well, what's that story?
Well, that story was all of a sudden we were there. 1968 Olympics were coming up. And so Kareem boycotted. Alvin Hayes and Wes Unseld signed a pro contract before they went to the trial. So that eliminated them, because back in the days of 1968 and so forth, you had to be a strict amateur player. And so that eliminated him. So Jerry Tarkanian, who was the coach at UNLV, who was then a junior college coach, who saw me play at Trinidad State Junior College, said, "We got the best player in the country. We want to bring him down to Albuquerque for the trials." And so they put together this junior college team, and here we go off to to Albuquerque, New Mexico. Down there, it was like Pete Maravich averaging 44 a game. Rick Mount from Purdue averaging 39 a game. Calvin Murphy from Niagara averaging 33 a game. Tom Boerwinkel, dominant. Dan Issel, oh, just gym full of players, just players. And so all of a sudden, we had the trials, and I did really well there. And everybody was saying, how can we justify taking an 18-year-old freshman on this team? And so I played so well that they said, oh, I guess it's okay.
Yeah, we'll find
There's
a way.
Nothing wrong. nothing wrong in the bylaws that says we can't take a freshman. We just never did it before. And so they chose me to play, and they cut all of my guys that I thought I was going to be playing with. Pete Maravich got cut. Rick Mount got cut. Tom Boerwinkel, Dan Issel, all of these players got cut. And so they put the weight on me and said, this kid is going to lead us to the gold medal. And make sure you have your birth certificate in the box, because we're going to go out and get the passports in a group tomorrow. And I was like, oh, man, this is going to stop me from going to the Olympics. I don't have a birth certificate. So we called my mom in Silver City, Mississippi. Sure, baby, I got a passport right here. It's written in my Bible under John 21. And they were like, that's the only... I was born by a midwife. You got to remember, I'm in the country. You know, I'm a country boy. So they
wrote it right in your mother's Bible, your birth certificate.
Yes.
Amazing.
The midwife. And so the Jackson vital statistic, they created a birth certificate, got my birth certificate, went off to Russia, to Yugoslavia, came back to play the scrimmage the Knicks in New York at Madison Square Garden, and then the next stop was into Cincinnati to scrimmage against Oscar Robertson and that great group, and then on down to Mexico City, where the first two guys I met over there had those caps on, and they had those hats laying to the side. What's up, country boy? And I was like, who are these guys? And it was John Carlos and Tommy Smith, because they were the man. They were the men on campus there in the 68 Olympics. And so here we are. And so me and George Foreman, because, you know, all of us had to be in the same compound. And so we were calling the compound, but it's a village, Olympic village. So we were just like stupid walking around eating food and just being happy. And those guys, you got to stand up for something, brother. I'll fall for anything. What are you talking about? Because that was the movement afloat, you know, the black movement and all. So we were just wanted to play. And so you go through all of that. And here I am on the podium, getting my gold medal, put on my neck, and they telling everybody, the announcer, he has broke the scoring record. He's broken the rebound record and the field goal percentage record. And he put this gold medal on my neck. And I was like, oh, my God. It flashed back on me like 4 years before. I was a slave in Mississippi.
Wow.
And now here I am, a champion and a gold medalist and a hero.
Amazing.
In America. Amazing, amazing, truly amazing. So I just stood there crying, and Bill Hoskett and JoJo White, they just like, come on, young boy, you were old during the playing. Why now are you acting like a kid?
The emotions took hold. Now that record that you had in the Olympics held for many, many years, decades, until recently. KD. KD was the one to break that record. Have you had a conversation with him about that?
Yes, I always. We also are Sonics, too. He don't like to admit that. But anyway, I tell him all the time, I said, KD, you wouldn't have broken this record if you didn't have three-point shooting, and you got there at age 27. And he looked at me, you always got to make a dig.
Yeah.
You always got to make a dig.
I wouldn't call it a dig, though, Spencer. I would just call it the truth. I mean, right?
I know, but, you know, I can't beat the young guys up. But that's my guy. KD is my guy. He loves me. Nobody loves me like Shaq, but KD is right behind him and Kevin Garnett.
Another guy, though, Spencer, right, who should love you, especially since he passed Kareem on the all-time leading scorers list, is LeBron James. Because hadn't you stood up to the NBA all the way to the Supreme Court to fight for your right to play basketball? LeBron James, no question about it, at this point, he wouldn't have passed Kareem. Can you explain what you did in 1971 that changed the game of basketball forever and has ultimately helped make King James the king of the NBA at this point?
Well, what I did in 1971, I sued the NBA for the rights to play because I had left the ABA as the MVP and the Rookie of the Year, the MVP of the All-Star Game. I was 20 years old, and the NBA said, you cannot come into the NBA until 4 years after your high school class had graduated. And they made an example out of it by Wilt Chamberlain. When Wilt Chamberlain left, listen, Spencer, when Wilt Chamberlain left Kansas University, he went to the Globetrotters for a year. And then he came into the NBA. We would like for you to do something like that. We want you to go to Belgium and come back. Because I couldn't go back to the ABA. The ABA said, no, we want you back, but they had did such harsh, horrible things to me and my agent that I was like turned off by that whole idea. And so I said I wanted to play. Sam Schulman said, I'm going to play him. He was the owner of the Seattle Supersonics. So we filed suit to play. And the first before we started, a 10-game injunction was placed upon me by the NBA attorneys. And I sat for the first 10 days. Then I got a 10-day injunction to play. And then they like announced me like, hello, ladies and gentlemen, we have an illegal player on the floor, number 24. This game is being played under protest.
Wow.
So I played next 10 days. Then they would get another injunction. And then I would sit again. Then I would get another injunction again. Then we would go through the whole process over and over. And then we finally... It is getting a little bit rougher now because we've passed the district court. So now we're moving into the Supreme Court. So they said, we're going to break him. So we go into Cincinnati, and the injunction that night was that we got an injunction against Haywood, and he must be off the grounds in which this arena sat on. So they put me out into the snow.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, I'm out there in the snow and stuff like that. Nothing, anything differently than I had experienced in Mississippi. Now, you know, I was well suited for this journey. And then when we get to Chicago to play the Chicago Bulls, Chet Walker is supposed to be down warming up and looking down at the other end at me. And he said he hurt his ankle. And the Chicago Bulls sued me the next morning for $600,000.
That's crazy.
I know, but that's the battle, you know, because you had the NCAA who was like hanging over the NBA and giving them guidelines and what to do because they felt that was the end of the NIL, the NCAA as we know it, because players are going to be wanting to get paid. You're going to have players leaving college early like Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird. So we're going to have these guys leaving. It's going to destroy the game. That's what was told. And so we get all the way to the Supreme Court, and I won the case 7-2. And that's how I won that case. And from there, we have like created over $60 billion in players' salary because you had all of the players, Bob McAdoo, Jim Jones, all those players started leaving after 1 year of college. Then we had some that left after two, and I had left college after 2 years. And so a guy like LeBron James, who did not go to college, he got 4 years extra. And so those 4 years of extra playing time in the NBA enabled him to surpass Kareem by 8,487 points or something like that. And that's how he broke the record with Kareem. Plus, he's about $200 million richer because he didn't spend the time in college.
Well, hopefully he's bought you a meal or two, you know, the king.
No, he don't even speak to me. No, I'm joking. He did a nice story. He did a nice story called, what did DeBron do?
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
He did a nice story on about me on Showtime. But LeBron has been really supportive. He's a good young man. And in fact, because they never put my name on my ruling, they have always called it the hardship, early entry, one and done, and some else, tiddlywinks. But they never put the ruling as the Spencer Haywood rule, the same as they have done with the Larry Bird rule and the Oscar Robertson rule. But my rule is different, and they have not put my name on my rule. So the players don't really know. They really don't know. And it's like Ron DeSantis of Florida. We don't want you to know nothing about this guy. So they're beginning to know, and once they know, then it's like Shaq has this great story about it. Shall I tell you?
Yes, please.
Okay. We were like he was playing, I think, in his first or second year as an all-star in Salt Lake City. So I go running up to Shaq. Hey, man, do you know who I am? I'm Spencer Haywood, bro. I'm the guy who helped make it possible so you leave school early. What do you think about this, bro? And he looked at me. This is a young dude. And I was this old dude with a little anger in me. He said, oh, I'm sorry, bro. So every time I see him, I don't care where we are, and I'd be trying to duck like, oh, God, here comes Shaq. And he comes and tells the story to all people. And I'd be like, I'm so embarrassed. I was like, oh, God. But what he did in that particular episode in my life, he showed me that you can't take this stuff that serious. And so I've been loose ever since. So I don't bother the players like that. I do tell them though.
Now, this sounds like a victory. You know, you win in the Supreme Court. You now make this rule available for players to not have to wait to get to the money. But I guess it didn't turn out great for everybody, because I heard that you would have bottles thrown at you and fans would yell things at you, and it was common for them to not allow you to play. I mean, is that true, that people were angry at you because of this?
Yeah, because, see, you had each university had their people out doing their case too as well, and those were the people. And also there was a lot of misinformation going out back then, you know, about this is destroying college basketball, this is destroying the NBA, we're going to be permeated with young black men coming into the NBA. That was one of the issues. The second issue is why the Players Association would not allow me to be a member, was that they had told the players, the older players, this guy is tearing up this rule, so all of these young guys are going to come in next year and they're going to push you out in the street. And so it was just so much friction and so much. I was like living in a terrorist state. But again, back to Mississippi, where I lived in a terrorist state, this was not a big deal. So yeah, it was brutal. It was a brutal battle.
Man, and then you have lived some kind of life, Spencer, man. What a story.
So after all of that, you know, I get out here and I play all of my years and I get to, you know, like all pro, first team, all pro, all-star games. And they told me later on that it was no way I was going to, if I wasn't an all pro player, which was in the top 10, I wasn't going to be on an all-star team because there's punishment for what you have done, son. And not only that, but the league also put me down as a second-round draft pick once I had played in the ABA, played in the NBA, went to the Supreme Court, and they said, well, you were drafted by Buffalo in the second round. Just that is on my record. It's just a lot of brutal stuff that need to be corrected. So, in time, but I played all of those years, and then I get to L.A. We got like Magic Johnson, rookie year. Woo-wee! He could making passes at us all, enthusiastic. Norm Nixon at the left guard, Jamal Wilkes at the small forward, Spencer Haywood at the big forward, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in the center. We had a dynamite team. We had Jim Jones, Michael Cooper, all those guys coming off the bench. And I get high. I was like, what the fuck?
You got into the cocaine, right?
Yeah, I got into the cocaine that year, and I didn't know what I was getting into. And it just hit me and tore me apart, man. And so that's my real regret in basketball, that I took that year and screwed up. And so we went on our 40th anniversary, I guess it was, this year. The Lakers, me, Magic, all of us. We went to Hawaii and Magic set it up, and Jenny Buss, as well as Pat Riley. So we get over there, and these guys are beating me up like, if you hadn't guard her, we would have had 7 in a row.
Yeah, probably.
Probably. But it was just fun. It was just, they were loosening up because I had lost my wife that year, and they were showing me the love. And from that, so all of the players that are current and the old heads have been really wrapping their arms around me and showing me the love. And so from the winning time on HBO, which is the show that's on now, big producers came and said, hey, I think we want to do your story because your story is more in-depth than anything we've seen in sports. And I was like, oh, yeah, cool. And so it's Lionsgate, and it's Mark Cannon is one of the producers. Vassell Bentford is the second producer. And my agent for the project is Tobias Harris' dad, Terrell Harris. So now we have a movie being done of my life, and it's going to be so exciting. It's going to be really great because not only that portion of my life, but I was also married to Iman, the fashion model who was the number one model.
Oh, she's
in the country.
Beautiful. Gosh, gorgeous.
Yeah, so we were married. Yeah, we were married for 12 years. So the whole lifestyle of the fashion world and everything collided. And nowadays I see these guys have their wives and their girlfriends and saying, I'm the first. I'm like, boy, please.
Yeah, you better do your research, man. You better know your history. You better check the cover of Essence magazine. You know, come on now.
Thank you.
I seen that cover. I seen you.
Okay. Talk that talk.
So I'm curious. She married David Bowie, as I don't know how many people know
that.
Well, how do you feel when you hear Let's Dance? Do you get up and dance? Or are you a fan of David Bowie? You had to be a little pissed off.
We used to hang out together. Come on.
Seriously. No jealousy at all.
No. Because I was married before she married him. I had married my wife, Linda, and I had 2 more daughters. And then Iman was so cool with everything that she allowed me to raise our daughter, my oldest daughter from Iman, with my other girls in Michigan. And so it was just a big old round family, you know. We were new at all of this because we were just trying to make sure we did the right things for our daughter and for all of our relationships. So when David comes to town, I would go catch his music and, you know.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah, yeah. And when I needed a favor with my daughter, he did some wonderful things for me and looked after my oldest daughter, Zuleika, once she left Michigan State. I don't know what they do to those kids up in Michigan State, because you got Magic and all those crazy people. And my sister's kind of nuts. So
yeah, she's a Sparty. That's what happens when you become a Sparty.
That's what happened. Okay. you get the idea of what I'm doing. I'm from the University of Detroit. We always throw slugs at Michigan State and Michigan. So we're just a poor school in the city.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by
law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. I know we've been on for a while, Spencer, and we're running low on time here. I appreciate your time, and what a great story. And I can't wait till the movie comes out. But I do want to ask you about Winning Time, the mocuseries. I know that a lot of it was played up for Hollywood, but the way they depicted you in the series is that you got kicked off the team like right in the middle of the NBA Finals. Is that true?
One game, two games to go.
Nuts. What were those nights like when they're playing in the NBA championship? You were just on the team days ago, and now you're not. That's had to be dark days.
It was dark, dark days. And the Winning Time depict what really, really, really happened with me. So everybody, that was another thing when we got together in Hawaii this year. They were like, why are you admitting to all of this stuff, Spence? We know you were crazy. These are the players. And I said, oh, man, I'm going to take care of you guys. That was never the way I was. This was never the way I was. And I said, hey, Kareem, what about you? Okay. I think I'm going to go walk the beach.
Oh, my. Well, it was a good series. I mean, I don't know how much of it was true, but it was put together very well.
I'm saying, in my instance, it was great. It was done to perfection. Wood Harris did a great job with me. I know in Jim Jones' situation, I talked with Jim. Jim said it was great. It played me straight up. Norm Nixon saying, well, it played me straight up. And in fact, it was his son who played Norm Nixon, is Devontae Michigan.
And what about Jerry West? He seemed to be the most upset. When you watched the Jerry West portrayal, how far off was it, or was it close?
That was a little bit far off for Jerry. Because Jerry was not that character.
Yeah, I've met him a couple of times. He seemed very even keel. In the show, he seemed like a loose cannon.
Good man, a righteous brother. But, you know, somebody dapped him up a little bit.
That's Hollywood for you.
Jerry, that's Hollywood for you, you know?
All right, I'll leave you with this. There's a lot of talk about who the greatest player of all time is, and now hearing your story, I think your name needs to be thrown in the mix when you talk about Olympic gold, you talk about high school championships, you talk about being born into slavery and fighting for players' rights. I mean, it is a true amazing story. A lot of people, of course, bring up Michael Jordan. People now from this younger generation say LeBron James, you'll get a few Kobes out there. I feel like there should be more mentions of Kareem and the way he won at all levels of basketball. But for you, who is the greatest basketball player of all time?
Well, now you're saying, I'm going to take a minute to just explain that Kobe, LeBron, Michael, all those other GOATs under the Spencer Haywood rule. So when you put the first one in there, no, I won't talk about it. But Kareem is probably the best at what it is, but you can't promote him because sometimes Kareem is moody and different things. So I'm going to have to go with Jordan because he changed the game. He did so much. He brought in the the shoe thing, and we didn't get into the Nike deal that I blew up.
Is that going to be in the movie?
I was the original Nike player, and my guy couldn't figure out how to get his 10% out, so he sold my stock back. So right now, I'm down $2.1 billion.
That's amazing. Wow. Yeah, you'd be sitting pretty. That is life.
Well,
you seem to be doing all right after all these years, though, Spencer.
I'm doing all right after all these years, but, you know, I was laughing with Kareem and Julius Erving at the All-Star game, and people were asking, what happened to your Nike deal? I said, I'll tell you one thing. If I had got that money, I probably wouldn't be sitting here because I probably would be dead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sometimes you probably would have done much more cocaine, I'm sure.
Yes, of course. So, you know, I have 39 years of sobriety, so for your audience, don't oh, boy, he's still hitting them. No.
Who knows what they're putting in that stuff nowadays either. It's killing people, so stay away from it, kids.
Oh, God. Stay away from it. Fentanyl, everything. Ooh.
It's a dangerous world. Well, Spencer, God bless you, man, and thank you for telling your story here on our show. I'm going to be sure to let Shaq know that, you know, he's $40 million richer thanks to Spencer, and he better not forget it.
No, he's 80.
Oh, he's 80. Okay, I want to get the number.
He got two years. Remember, he left after 2 years of college.
Yes, he did. And got paid, for sure. Well, Spencer, it's been great chatting with you. I look forward to running into you. Maybe I'll see you at this year's NBA All-Star. And thank you for being so generous with your time.
I'll definitely be at the All-Star game, as well as if you come out for the play-in tournament here, the mid-season tournament. I'll be up there as well. And one more thing for the audience, if you got 1 second.
Yes.
The All-Star game that is being played in the All-Star game is played in Indiana. I was the first player to win the MVP in an All-Star game in Indiana in 1970.
And they know how to shoot in Indiana. They do. They appreciate their basketball in that state. I know that.
So I'm going to be there, and it's all praises. Thank you so much for having me, and Shaq Fu.
Yes, thank you. We'll see you in Indy. Spencer Haywood, our guest, thank you so much for your time, and I can't wait to see the movie.
Thank you.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.